They say that for every action, there is a reaction. And yes, good deeds, they are consequences, they are results of that, that earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our deeds are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. On Mondays also, on Thursdays, on Fridays as well. Our deeds, subhanallah azza wa jal. And the effects and consequences of bad deeds is the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The consequences are there. We have a limited free will to choose the right way or the wrong way. But some sins, wrongdoings, sinful activities, those things affect us in this world. Leave the punishments. The punishments would be there in the grave in the hereafter if a person did not make sincere tawbah and repentance before they died. And if the person is not forgiven out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, avoid five things in order to protect yourself from five things. The nation that weighs less, Allah Almighty afflicts them with high prices and a scarcity in fruits. The nation which breaks its promises, Allah Azza wa Jal imposes their enemies upon them. The nation that does not give zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds rain from them. And if it were not for the quadrupeds, the four-legged animals, they would not even be given a single drop of water. The nation in which indecency and immodesty spreads, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu afflicts them with plague. And the nation which makes decisions without the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal causes them to experience the wrongdoing of their action, and He makes them have fear of one another. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.